Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It is Monday, the 24th day of May, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Christopher C. Horner, his new book, Power Grab, How Obama's Green Policies Will Steal Your Freedom and Bankrupt America. He'll be joining us coming up in the last hour today. In the first 3 hours of the radio broadcast, I am going to go over massive stacks of vitally important news on basically every subject under the sun, interspersed with your phone calls. And I want to hear what you have to say about all the issues that we are going to be covering here today. I want to discuss it all. Whether it's revealed how Israel offered to sell South Africa nuclear weapons, or the fact that there is a populist, constitutionalist realignment that's clearly happened. We're all incumbents in the last round of primary elections. They have all lost. If it's an establishment Democrat in the primary, they lose to the anti-establishment Democrat. If it's an establishment Republican, they lose to the anti-establishment Republican. And in the few cases where you have a seat being replaced by someone who's died, you have Republicans taking it away from Democrats. And we've never seen something like this happen before. Normally, one party's in favor, the other party's out of favor. The good news here is there is a massive political realignment against incumbents and the establishment, against the New World Order. What did Zbigniew Brzezinski say last week? He said, for the first time in history, period, the entire world is awake to the true political structure, and that makes it hard for the world government. That makes it hard for the world government. Because we're now aware of what they're doing. We're now awake to what they are doing. We've got a fighting chance at this. That's why the bankers are going for everything. They're trying to destroy the world economy to make us dependent on them now. They're trying to move in with a hardcore police state now. Though that reveals them to the planet at an even greater level, they know that down the road, things just get tougher for them as more people really get educated on the deep politics, the real situation that we're facing as a society, the true geopolitical landscape. Here's the type of headlines we have. One false move in Europe could set off global chain reaction. Here's another. Euro down sharply as banking concerns resurface. Robini said the bubble would burst, and it did. So what's next? We'll go over that. U.S. military told to get ready in Korean standoff. Obama orders commanders to prepare to deter further aggression. War. South Korea threatens war if North Korea makes one more provocation. Iranians shouting for jobs during Ahmadinejad's speech. The whole world's angry, folks. The whole world's in turmoil. This is how world wars start. U.S. State Department says conspiracy theories exist in the realm of myth. If you think global warming's not man-made, conspiracy theorist. If you believe depleted uranium is bad for you to breathe, even when it's in the Army's own reports, conspiracy theory. Canadian government pays organization to troll political chat forums. That's from PrisonPlanet.com. Pentagon Cyber Command prepares war against the American people. Kurt Nemo's excellent breakdown, Infowars.com. Obama calls for global government, a new international order. It's all coming up straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I've been meaning to cover this since last Thursday and I've never gotten to it. So later in the third hour today, I will cover it, because it deals with media, it deals with culture, it deals with borders, sovereignty. Robert Rodriguez backpedals on his message to Arizona is the headline. It's also being reported on in the Fort Worth Star Telegram. And Rodriguez has now given an interview, the film director, to Ain't It Cool News, actually last Thursday, I just haven't had time to go over it yet, saying, okay, he's going to edit the race war stuff out of his film. So there you have it. We have the script. We knew what was in it. I know it's dangerous. I know it's racist. I know it creates division. And I never called for him to edit his film. I simply stated that he was on the hook for it when it caused violence. And there's no doubt it would generate at least some copycat violence. But I'm going to go back over that coming up for about 10, 15 minutes in the third hour today. Now, here's what I want to do. I have all these important stacks of news and information I want to cover. But I want to shake the radio broadcast up, and I'm always attempting to take calls in the first hour and to take a lot of your calls, and I rarely succeed. But we're going to do it today. We sometimes we succeed, but we're going to succeed today. No matter how riveting or thought-provoking or compelling your story is, you got to tell it in 60 seconds. And then I've got to have my comments or addendums to what you have to say in 15 seconds. So that's about a call every minute and a half. Because it takes 15 seconds or so just to say, hello, yes, thank you, good to have you with us. You're calling from Timbuktu or wherever you're calling from. We want to hear from you today. And I want to get your take on the Rand Paul situation, the North Korea situation, the Iran situation, the government health care bill with all the new tax rules and regulations now hitting. Also want to add, we do have some interesting surprise guests coming up later in the week. I'm just going to leave it at that. You'll definitely want to join us tomorrow. You'll definitely want to join us on Thursday. And, of course, you'll want to join us each and every day. But Friday looks like it's shaping up to be quite interesting and informative as well. So before I get into this pantheon, this panopticon, this cornucopia of news and information, I'm going to open the phones up right now on any subject, question, comment. You agree with me, you disagree, you want to call me out on the carpet for something. The only thing you're not allowed to do is call in and praise me, okay? Just because I don't have the highest view of myself. I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing my duty. And I appreciate everybody's support. If you support and appreciate what I'm doing, then please get the films, make copies of them, get them out to everybody you know, have public showings, air them on Access TV, spread the URL of the websites, the news articles that my great writers, Curt Nemo, Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, and others put together. That's why we're here. We're here to stop this New World Order. Look, I know that you've got better things to do than fight the New World Order. Believe me, I'd rather be fishing every day with my children. I'd rather be canoeing. I'd rather be camping every weekend. I'd rather be rock climbing. I would rather be barbecuing. I would rather be, you know, on a softball team. If you really want to get down to brass tacks, I'm a jock, folks. I would be playing softball or baseball, year-round. I would be probably in a boxing club. I would be camping every weekend. That's what I'd be doing. I mean, you're only alive once, but I'm here 6-7 days a week working as many hours as I can because I realize that all of the wonderful things in the world, all the freedoms, all the things that are so special are going bye-bye very quickly. This isn't the incremental march of big government anymore. Okay, this is Mach 10 with its hair on fire. This is all coming down now. Are you noticing? They're talking about nuclear war with North Korea, and this is real, folks. North Korea is evil, does have nukes, is out of control, did torpedo that ship, is trying to start World War III, is run by a psychopathic munchkin goblin named Kim Jong-il. I'm going to talk about that coming up. And who gave him the nukes? Donald Rumsfeld. Who put aspartame in your food and in your drinks? Over 10,000 foods now. Donald Rumsfeld. Who got DU approved? Donald Rumsfeld. If it's evil, Donald Rumsfeld did it. Who gave weapon systems to Saddam and the nerve gas and the helicopters and the satellite images to use it? And the CIA weather reports. Donald Rumsfeld. Who's going to Hades when he dies? Donald Rumsfeld. This is the type of real issues we're dealing with. We're headed in to World War III any way you slice it. And coming up next hour, I'm going to break down what World War III is going to look like, the different ways these balls can break when the eight ball slams into them, okay? I'm going to tell you about the different type of scenarios we're looking at. So that's all coming up. And I'm going to take your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. We don't screen your phone calls. We have a lot of great callers. We also have a lot of callers that call in who I think are drinking a half bottle of whiskey or smoking a 10 marijuana cigarettes and sound like they're asleep. So if you're asleep, I'm hanging up on you. No hard feelings. All's fair in love and war here. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to John in Illinois. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, this may be an old news item that crossed your desk before. This is from August 2008. California activist proposes wealth tax and probable unconstitutional exit tax, where they want to tax you at like 55% if you decide to bug out of California. It's unbelievable. Also, another news item, Chicago Tribune. Quiet border towns don't live up to their notoriety. They're spreading the propaganda that there's no problem on the U.S. side of the border. Everything's fine. Come on down. What do you say?
Well, those are both excellent points, and I did see that idea floated a few years ago to have an exit tax, and they've already put exit taxes into the U.S. that go into effect next year. I mean, they'd ratcheted a few up over the years, but the big ones go in next year. That's why all the money, I mean, the big money is all been leaving the last 3 years. It's a mass exodus because they know they're calling in a government airstrike on the country. Most of them are involved in it, so they're, you know, getting out of the way of their own staged terror attacks and financial implosions. They're all running off to Caribbean and Mediterranean islands and South American islands and armored redoubts in the Cook Islands. And so that's going on. And listen, folks, California has collapsed, okay? It has collapsed. Mexico has collapsed. And the Texas border hadn't been safe in a decade. But now I've had family that's gone down there on business. And everything's boarded up. The hotels are shut down. It is a war zone. You can hear machine gun fire every night. Media that speaks out against it is killed. Hand grenade attacks, truck bombs, kidnappings, mass murder everywhere. Ranchers being slaughtered. Even nice ranchers who put out water for the illegals. The coyotes just come in and kill them because they want to have the ranch house for themselves. The police cower, literally, with the yellow streams going down their legs. I've had sheriff on who were robbed at gunpoints. The Mexican troops will come up to their police stations, up to their cars, pull guns on them. The police get down on their ground, basically lick their boots. And it's just total implosion of society, all by CIA design. And this is all part of the North American Union. But I'm supposed to be real proud of it and love it and say, yes, Felipe Calderon, take my semi-automatic guns. You are my king. I appreciate your call, John. Now, see, John did limit himself to a minute, and I didn't. So it's a total raping. It's just they're going to take everything. I mean, this is what happens in the final phase of a society collapsing. They're looting Rome right now. Ryan in Alaska, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to say something about the illegal immigration stuff.
You mean the gods? Yes. Would you like to pray to them?
Yeah. Well, I got myself in trouble. I got a DUI not too long ago, and I'm not even allowed to step foot in Canada for the next 5 years.
Well, but meanwhile, the illegal aliens are above the law.
That's right.
And it's admitted. You know, I've had illegals call in and go, yeah, I get let go for drinking and driving, so what? Because, again, they're key to bringing the country down.
Do you know if there's any more as far as needing passports to go between states?
The feds are saying that under federal jurisdiction, under the Real ID Act, they're going to set up, and this was back under Clinton, but now it's official, hardened checkpoints to go from state to state, claiming that under interstate commerce, the feds now control the state borders and hence the states. And the feds are saying to go in a national park or to fly on an airplane or to have a job or file any taxes or get a bank account or a car loan or a rental car or any of the thousands of things under Patriot Act compliance, that you will have to have the Real ID Act ID card to have a job. But again, the illegals are all by executive fiat given waivers and selective enforcement. So again, as I say, we the American people are the roaches. We're not allowed to get out of the country. We're here for one reason and one reason only. We're here to be bled dry and worship government. Land of the coward, home of the bootlicking slave. And until we realize that, we'll never get it back. Until you get angry and face up the trouble we're in, it's over. More calls straight ahead.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We are in a scientific dictatorship. The latest technological developments are being used to brainwash, dumb down, and mesmerize the already poisoned public. The Cybersecurity Command is now, quote, stood up, as the Pentagon says it, and in all of its real-world training, it's out there countering free speech, supporters of the Republic, true Americans, because the Pentagon itself is now run by offshore banks. Either we wake up to this fact and speak out against it, or it is over as a society. The globalists are not going to give us quarter. I'm going to cover the latest cybersecurity developments as well coming up in the next hour. But right now, let's talk to Ernie in California. Ernie, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, real quick. I'm going to be fast, just like you said. Okay. Hey, on the 21st, Governor Brewer of Arizona did a little interview with Gretchen, what's her name, Gretchen?
Greta Van Susteren.
Yeah, there you go. And this lady was right on. And it's basically the government's not doing nothing. Just like this oil spill, which personally I think is a Halliburton job. This is a disaster of Obama. They're looking at it like it's nothing. And just one weird thing. I was watching the movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage the other day. And one of the disasters on the prediction was an oil rig in the middle of the Gulf on fire. Are they sticking it in our face again? And that's all I got to say. And other than that, I am against the New World Order. I'm pushing out your videos as much as I can. But this lady's on. This administration is pushing the New World, and they're laughing and destroying our country on the ocean and on the inside. Thank you.
Well, thank you. 35, 36 days into this, I think they blew it up on purpose more and more. You say, why would BP do this? Why would – well, BP is the main funder of sustainability, i.e. land grabbing. BP is the main pusher of the global warming taxes, on record. They were the main sponsor of the Copenhagen Treaty. And the globalists are all about falling on their sword and being rebuilt later. And so they pay a few billion bucks, but in the cost of oil going up, they make a few billion extra. And then it becomes a great political diversion for all the legislation moving its way through Congress and the gear up towards war. And this very oil rig was given awards by Obama 2 hours before they were reporting problems. They've been lying about it since day one. He had announced they were going to allow offshore drilling everywhere, and then suddenly this happens, and it's always, well, it's actually BP that gets most of the Alaska oil. That's what a sweetheart deal they've got with our government. They're so elite, owned by the Queen of the Netherlands and the Queen of England, are the two partners, biggest partners in it, that now this is going to allow a shutdown of oil drilling all over, not just the coastlines of the U.S., but inside the U.S. And I can go on and on. It's taken me over a month. I've just let the information collate. You know, I mean, a good cop will call it a hunch. It's not really a hunch, folks. It's the human brain you've got, the incredible supercomputer. And I just get all the data, and then a lot of times I can't even tell you why. You know, simply I think it's an inside job. I just suddenly in my gut know, and then I could go over all the evidence, which we just covered some of it. It's just, it's my gut. Now, something like Gulf of Tonkin, it's not my gut. It's been declassified that was staged, or Operation Ajax, or Operation Gladio, or 9-11, or 7-7. By the way, of all places, that's the London Guardian headline, government investigating MI5 role in 7-7. Wow, 5 years later, and the government role. In fact, guys, I had that article. Will you reprint me that? I can't find it. It was in my stack, and it was moved. Thank you. Government role, MI5 role in 7-7 probe, London Guardian. I want to go over some of that today. I meant to cover it yesterday. But, okay, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Gary in New Orleans, getting hit by the oil. Gary, welcome.
Hey, yeah, appreciate it. I'm calling from WGSO 990 AM. This is the Patriot Radio Show. And we're calling for advice because the New World Order is at our doorstep at the moment. And what's happened for the last 30 days, it's a same template as Katrina. All help locally or on the state level has been denied. And now the oil is already through Grand Isle, already into Timalaya Bay, and they're still not allowing any help. Now, they're officially...
And they don't allow the media to go, even CBS, they're told, look, we're private contractors. BP's in command. Back up.
Right. Well, what's happening is that the fishermen
BP blew it on purpose. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. But what I'm calling for is advice because the fishermen and the local people are lining up because there's no more time to waste. And what would be the best course of action? Would it be to try to set up a fund for the parish presidents? Because let me just say this. Janet Napolitano is in Cut Off, Louisiana right now. That should tell you enough that we're in an emergency. So what can we do? Because we're at the point to where the governor's saying we can't wait anymore. FEMA, Homeland Security, they're saying we have to just wait. And it's already destroying us. And on top of that, they're dispersing this corrected chemical. And it's
which is worse than the oil. Yeah, oil is goopy and messy, but it's not that toxic. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Folks, on a similar vein, along the lines of the oil spill, the globalists are into the occult, and they're into numerology. And they believe that they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. That's why they had TV ads, radio ads, print ads, movies in the lead up to 9/11, where they told you on 9/11 we're going to blow up the World Trade Center. To the point of I was able to go on air 6 months before, 3 months before, and specifically 2 months before, and lay out how and when it was going to happen. And that's on record. Remember, they had lone gunman episodes where the government hijacks a jumbo jet by remote control to fly it in the World Trade Center and uses a drill to make NORAD stand down. They're going to blame it on Afghanistan. The exact same thing happened. We just confirmed. My wife kept telling me to watch this Nicolas Cage movie, but I didn't have time, called Knowing. And it's about the end of the world and basically aliens rapture us. It's like a UFO cult meets Revelations. And we just went and watched the clip on the TV screen from the film as he's waking up. April 20th, there is a oil rig explosion in the Gulf of Mexico and a huge oil leak. And this is April 20th, 2010 in the movie. Well, guess what happened on April 20th, 2010? And the folks that pointed this out from The Knowing, it's a YouTube clip of it, they point out, they show the so-called CNN reporter on The Knowing, and then they cut to the real CNN reporter saying almost word for word the same thing. This is just like Oil Storm, the made-for-TV movie, where they even got the mayor of New Orleans to be in it about a hurricane hitting and it flooding everything and people going to the Superdome. They love throwing it in our face. And yes, I've had Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, on Stanford Research Institute, 67. They've been creating and controlling and steering hurricanes since the early 60s, but U.S. government certified in 1967, and that's up on prisonplanet.tv, that full interview if you want to watch it from 4 years ago. But I can't even handle this anymore. In fact, get me Paul Watson on air right now. Just get me Paul Watson on air. Dial him in right now. I want to talk to Watson live on air right now. These people, I just can't handle it. They love the plausible deniability of putting this in their movies. And if they are starting to plant things, because I'm now reading the synopsis. Looks like it has North Korea in the movie, a bunch of, and now that started up. The globalists just love to play God. That's why they love weather control, tectonic weapons. And this is a conspiracy theory. This is conspiracy fact that they do this kind of stuff. So when we go live on TV next hour, I'm going to get into this. And why the globalists engage in these type of activities. While they're getting Watson on the line, I want to talk to him on live on air. I'm going to give this job to Watson. While we're just tell him I'm putting him on air right now. Good. And then I'm going to go back to Gary, Julio, Kathy, Tommy, Mike, Tommy, Chris, and others. Watson, are you there? Are you there, Watson?
Yeah.
You weren't listening to the show, were you?
No, I was finishing an article.
An article on what?
Rand Paul.
Oh, I tell you, that's just disgusting what they're doing to him. Okay, well, we're live on the air right now, just so you know. I got shook up by what I just saw because it's just, it's got to be the, it's happened over 100 times. Now, remember all those articles you wrote and that I wrote and that the videos we posted in like 2002, 2003, 2004 about how the New York lottery on the one-year anniversary came up, 911 only in New York, or how they had TV ads, radio ads, Lone Gunman, other shows where the government is going to blow up the towers for martial law and they're going to use a drill to make NORAD stand down and all the numerology and all the you know full page ads and magazines about blowing up the Twin Towers brought to you by you know Defense Department contractors. Remember all of that, Watson?
Yes.
And how they have this revelation of the method to condition the public and why they do it, how it's like a psychopathic calling card, you know, like psychos like to taunt the police department before they strike again, but they also believe that it gives them more magical power in the first level of the lesser magic to make the announcement publicly beforehand. Nicolas Cage made a film called The Knowing. My wife says it's powerful. I've read the synopsis. I haven't seen it. Have you seen The Knowing?
No, I haven't. I'm just watching the trailer now.
Okay, yeah, we sent it to you. Well, that's not a trailer. It's a clip from the film. In fact, guys, I own it at home. Somebody go to Best Buy right now and buy it. Somebody get saddled up and go right now and get me the film so we actually have the clip from it. Just get saddled up and go get it right now. Thank you. In the film, we've confirmed this from YouTube clips of it. They show a CNN clip, 2010, April 20th, where they blow up, where a giant oil rig blows up with an oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. And this is one of the trigger points for the aliens slash angels to have a rapture of the good humans before they blow the earth up. This is about 99% confirmed that this, I mean, they do say April 20th on the clip. I saw that. The oil rig blast did happen April 20th. I pulled it up. Correct, man? I mean, it is 35 days later, correct? And it is the 24th today. The oil rig blast did happen on April 20th, correct?
Yeah,
I just checked it during the break. We already confirmed it myself, but you can confirm it out there, correct?
Yeah, confirmed.
All right, confirmed. There is no doubt this is Illuminati doing you-know-what on us and rubbing it in, but people won't be able to grasp it, Watson, unless you explain the revelation of the method to them and then give them past blaring examples. So let's get that done. How fast can you get something out on this?
I'll get on it straight away.
All right. I would just get the basics up as soon as possible and then add to it as we go, all right?
Okay.
Thanks a lot. And by the way, I want to just say this live on air because Watson has a bad phone and I've been for 2 years calling for this. The procrastination will end this week. We're going to get Watson on Skype audio at least, okay? Okay? Yeah, but I don't want to wait just to send him a camera because he's going with this whole camera line to mail it to England and get it hooked up. I want to have him on tomorrow with the video Skype connection he's got, okay? I don't see, because there's a thing in society, and patriots do it, the general public does it. We always want to do something perfect before we do it. Imagine, would Lewis of Clark have gone across the country if they'd have waited to have it done perfectly, to have like a three-lane, you know, highway on both sides, blacktop paved with rest stops every mile? No. Okay, it's not a big deal. This is not Lewis and Clark. Watson will be on Skype. I'm sick of the bad telephone. Appreciate you joining us, Watson. Goodbye.
See ya.
All right, we're going to disconnect him now. I'll just direct everything here. And you know what? I mean, it almost does a disservice for me to even come on air and talk about this. We ought to be running around the streets, pulling our hair out, screaming and yelling. I mean, I was sent an internal Big Brother video for government in England by a security contractor about face scanning, body recognition technology, and about how it's the government against the people. And I can't even watch it. It's so evil. And the sickening narrator they got, you know, who'll be like a movie star to the psychopath government people that watch it, and just to be ruled by a bunch of inbred psychopaths that think it's funny all the stuff they do. And I know the public thinks it's funny when I tell you your water supply is being poisoned. And of course they're not letting people clean up the oil. Of course they're going to let it all come in. Of course they want a bigger disaster to get more funds and more power. Nobody gets in trouble when FEMA blocks the aid in Katrina and cuts the police communication lines. They get more power. And of course they get more power when they let all the oil flood in and keep it gushing. And now they're going to shut down all of BP's competition. BP is so powerful. British Petroleum, they're the only company allowed to export 80% of the oil to Asia out of Alaska. They've got a duopoly up there. They're the big carbon tax people. Their whole Copenhagen thing fell apart. So, of course, they rigged this whole deal. And, of course, they're letting it. And they're never going to cap it. They found a big old gusher, blew the lid off of it, and they're going to turn the whole Gulf of Mexico into an oil bath, and they're going to teach you how to be a slave. April 20th, Deepwater Horizon, Deepwater oil drill rig explodes and catches fire in the Gulf of Mexico at about 10 p.m. 126 people were on board, 11 go missing, at least 15 injured. And then I'm watching The Knowing with Nicolas Cage about the end of the world, and it shows an April 20th, 2010 oil rig blow up with an oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. I just can't handle it anymore, folks. I can't handle it. You know what? This isn't entertainment. It isn't about me being a celebrity or who Alex Jones. Everybody knows who he is. You think this is fun or a joke or a game? You think I like going up against these psychopathic devils? The only reason I'm going up against them is because I've studied history. And I know I don't have a choice, ladies and gentlemen. The only way I'm getting out of this is going straight through these people. You understand that? The only way we're going to get out of this is to break the spell we're under and to stomp these devils into the ground. And that means everything they're for, I'm against. They're for vaccines, I'm against it. Then you go research it, you learn why. They're for open borders, I'm against it. They're for NAFTA and GATT, I'm against it. They're for all these wars, I'm against it. They're for face scanning cameras, I'm against it. They're for federalization of police, I'm against it. They're for torture, I'm against it. They're for torture of children, I'm against it. I'm against every stinking thing they stand for, ladies and gentlemen. And the good news is there's an awakening. Every incumbent's getting thrown out on their hind end, from Hawaii to Kentucky, from Utah to Pennsylvania, from Colorado to New York, from Massachusetts to Maine. But it ain't enough, okay? I need to be hit between the eyes like a laser beam with just how real this is every day. I need to wake up and get serious and get hardcore. We need to get hardcore. This is hardcore. You understand this, folks? I mean, it doesn't get any more hardcore than spiking your water with hundreds of deadly chemicals to literally make every one of your organs shut down so you die of every blood disease and cancer imaginable. Diabetes everywhere. Kids retarded left and right all over the place. Their brains rotted to hell. This isn't a joke. And I'm sorry if I get really intense. I just love my crew and everybody else here, but I almost just threw the microphone through the window just now. I almost just overturned this desk because at a primitive level, I am sick of these people, and I'm sick of looking at them, and I'm sick of hearing their lies, and I'm sick of watching people fall for it. I just want some red blood to start boiling out there and some real guts to start rising. Where are the men? Where are the people that recognize real threats when they see it? Where are they? Where is the motivation against this, folks? You know, if I was lying about the stuff I cover on the air, I'd be the dirtiest, most evil person on earth. I was thinking about it this weekend. It was the 2006 9/11 anniversary, and I was in New York City 5 years after. And I was on KTSA with, I think, Trey Ware was the host. And he didn't attack me for being a 9/11 truther. He didn't call me names. He let me put out evidence. And he really, in a heartfelt way, he said, Alex, you better hope you're right about what you say about 9/11 because this is all on you. You're going to have to answer for God for the information you're putting out. And you better hope you're right, as bad as this information is. And you know what? It felt good when he said that to me. It felt good. You know why? Because it made me reflect on everything I've done. And you know what? It's good. It's the truth. It's the reality, okay? I've got the guts to tell the truth. Not because I'm a tough guy, folks, but because I've got a fighting instinct and a survival instinct. People, don't you ever praise me again, anybody. Praise me for what I've done? I'm embarrassed when I enjoy food, ladies and gentlemen. I'm embarrassed when I enjoy anything because I realize just how evil this new world order is, and I feel like I should be doing nothing but fighting the globalist. But more and more I realize you can't be unbalanced. I can't just fight all the time. So I'm going to actually be taking more time off to get myself right with God. But I'll tell you something, folks. You better get your butts right with God right now because this is real, ladies and gentlemen. This could well be revelations. You understand that? And let me tell you, all you thumb-sucking fake Christians that think you're going to be teleported out of this, just watch, folks. Watch, and you're going to wish later you'd have stood up and done something. And don't give me this, well, if the world government's foretold. My son has read the Bible over and over again. He's 7 years old. He reads the King James Version. And he reads full-length novels, history books. He said to me last night, he said, but Daddy, you're not going to beat the New World Order. He just looked at me. So young and handsome and smart and full of life. Makes me hate the New World Order every time I look at him, just thinking about how good he is. And he said, you're not going to beat the New World Order because the Bible, the Bible says the world government's going to come. And I said, son, it doesn't matter if we beat it or not. We've got a responsibility to stand up against it and to warn people about it so they at least spiritually don't fall to it. Do you understand that? Let me just tell people something. Those of you out there that call yourselves Christians, if you don't have a burning, absolute, total, driving, uncontrollable desire to warn everyone you know about what's happening right now and to be active and to be out there facing down evil with courage, it isn't even courage. It transcends that. You shouldn't be able to control yourself. If you don't have that burning drive, ladies and gentlemen, you are of the world. And I'm not up here on some high horse, folks, about what you did sexually or what drugs you did. I'm not here judging you. We're all dirty rags, folks. Okay? The point is your heart. Which side are you on spiritually? What decision have you made? And the New World Order is out there telling its armies of darkness, you know, make your choice. I was watching this internal British propaganda film for their security forces by Blackwell Briggs, secret parliamentary lobbying video. It's going up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And you know, the guy says, with just dark evil, he just says, you must choose your side now for our civilization in the fight against our enemies. And they're talking about us, ladies and gentlemen. And they've got their black armor on, and they imagine the evil force to spike the water supply with poison. I mean, and just to consciously do it, the boldness of that. And that's only one of thousands of their crimes against you and your family. All right, we're going to go back to Gary, Julio, Kathy, Tommy, Mike, Chris, others. Your call's continuing straight ahead. But I tell you, you just need to gut up and realize just how real this is every single stinking day. And it shouldn't depress you. It should get you fired up, because reality's reality.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Yeah, you've always got to double-check everything. The website I was looking at said that both dates were April 20th. There is an April 20th. There's a whole bunch of dates in the movie. But that's not the date with the oil rig thing, so I feel a lot better. I'm just so sick of them thrown in our face with the hundreds of other cases where they specifically do that. But we'll continue to analyze that. I'm glad Watson is on the case. All right, I said I'm going to take calls. I've done an okay job of that. But I've still failed to just spend about a minute and a half with each caller. So we're going to do that now until the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to get into the situation with North Korea that is very, very serious. What's happening with the global economy? It's just a quickening that's happening right now. Let's go ahead and go back to Gary in New Orleans. Gary, you've just got to point out that the feds are blocking locals from being able to protect their own areas. I've seen the studies that the chemicals BP is using are even more toxic than the oil itself. But I don't know what else to say. I mean, the federal government cannot and will not help you. It's like the mafia. It's like taking a loan from the mafia. You get a $1,000 loan from a loan shark, but you're never going to be able to pay it back. You pay it back $100,000, it won't be paid back. So, I mean, what do you say?
Well, you were asking where the men are that are ready to stand up. Well, the local people and the fishermen are beginning to mobilize to take matters into their own hands. There's been 40 boats commandeered by the Jefferson Parish government. They're going to begin doing it themselves. Are we to expect military action by the globalists?
Well, that's exciting news. I haven't seen that. I mean, has that come out in the paper that the parish is just going to do the job themselves?
Well, they're beginning to do that, but they've been waiting a month, and we just keep getting more and more. It's Katrina in ultra slow motion.
Are you hearing stuff about Katrina in ultra slow motion? Have you heard about the reporters like CBS and others being told they're not allowed to videotape public beaches?
Alex, I'm all over this one, okay? I studied 9/11, JFK. This is happening and unfolding. The dust hasn't settled yet here. Now, my big question is, should we set up a fund to get the money to the parish president so they can undertake this? Because it seems to be about funding, and then there has to be a study by the Army Corps of Engineers before they're going to do anything. And
that's the federal control. Look, the sheriff can just get together and say, all the men that want to help me, let's go. And they could go out there and do a lot more than the government could ever do. I appreciate your call. I mean, that's what's going to be needed. You give a bunch of money to the politicians, it'll take 6 months for them to do anything with it, and they'll sit around. We're paralyzed by government in this country now. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'm pressed for time, so I'm going to quickly go to my point. First off, the Mockingbird Media, instead of talking about Europe on the verge of crisis, they're talking about Lindsay Lohan in court today. All three of the Mockingbird cable networks immediately went to live coverage on that, which is kind of disgusting. Secondly, whoever is a member of the Wayne Mantz report needs to print as many copies as possible, send it out to friends, send it out to Satoru lovers and believers, because his special report and what he's been investigating here in Chicago is pretty amazing stuff. I heard him on the show the other day, and I'm reading what he's been talking about here. And for those in the know in Chicago on the north side of town who know about Boys Town will be kind of shocked when they hear about Mr. Emanuel and Barry Satoru and what they have been doing. And I heard your interview with the member of the Love Police on Thursday, and I watched their videos on YouTube. Everyone needs to do that because it's very uplifting. And this is what we need to do. Whoever sees somewhat of what We Are Change does in confronting our political leaders. But when we do that, I want to do this anytime I see someone. But let's reveal the fact that they are Zionist worshipers who believe in satanic cults and who do these homoerotic activities.
All right, Julio, we're out of time. I just think it plays into the divide and conquer to sit here and talk about one group running the New World Order. It's more of the same.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.